lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Bill?
I have never been so upset in my entire life after that shooting last night. But somebody came on the air that has to be heard across our state, across the nation. His name is Steve Kerr. He coaches NBA basketball. I was watching the tip-off game, a show right before the game. And he went on and he said, enough is enough. Enough children had died. And he named Mitch McConnell and all the senators that are blocking the bill. I'm asking you for your advice how we start a statewide referendum in our state. And the title of the bill or the referendum is Protect Children, Not Guns. I really need your thoughts. But also, I direct all your listeners to go to YouTube. Steve Kerr talks about the Texas shooting, because that just went viral overnight. And people, even national, it's on the national news. Steve Kerr said it better than anybody. And these people that don't like professional sports, please stay out, because I sure enjoy sports. And if you crazy people don't want to be there, that just makes my day better. But tell me what you think on a statewide referendum and the chances of it working, because the majority of state people want to protect kids, not guns. Your thoughts, Matt?
Yeah, I think it's a tremendous idea. I know that Tony Evers would be behind it. To get a referendum on the ballot requires that it pass two sessions of legislature, and we have a gerrymandered Republican legislature that gets 37%. I should say we end up getting 37% of the legislators, and we get 53% of the legislative votes, most gerrymandered state in the country. So I think it's a wonderful idea. I think that especially gun owners like yourself and people who know a weapon, respect a weapon, trained in it, and understand what it's all about, get behind it. But I'm going to add two things, and they may shoot it down. They probably will. Remember that Evers convened a special session on guns, and the law is that even a gerrymandered legislature has to obey that special session. So they convene it, and that a guy immediately jumps up after 10 seconds and said, I move to adjourn. And they don't even speak, and they adjourn. That's what will happen again. Our Republican Party in our state is complicit in this, as the rest of the Republican Party. But here's two things you can do, Bill. And politicians understand pressure. And this is directed both towards Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin, because the Brady Bill, which would require background checks, red flag laws so that mentally ill people can be taken care of and don't get these weapons, terrorists on the no-fly list, and a number of other things, is stalled in the Senate. It's passed the House. Biden said he'll sign it. Why is it stalled in the Senate? Because Moscow Mitch has said they'll veto it. He'll filibuster it, which is the equivalent of a veto. Now, the two things we need to do, and I think this has to be made a much bigger issue in this campaign against Ron Johnson than it has, is a number of responsible gun owners like yourself, simply petition Ron Johnson and say, get Moscow Mitch to, and don't call him Moscow Mitch, call him Mitch McConnell, to drop the filibuster threat, or you in order then vote to advance it to a vote. It doesn't matter if he tries to pose for holy pictures and on the main vote against it, as long as it gets to a vote. Moscow Mitch won't even let it get to a vote. It's number one. And then you know what I think you do? Responsible gun owners petition Tammy Baldwin and say, Tammy, come out for dropping the filibuster for the Brady Bill. One of the odd quirks of the Senate is it takes 60 votes because of the filibuster, but 50 votes plus one, the vice president, can get rid of the filibuster. Can get rid of the requirement for 60 votes. Makes no sense. And all of these Democratic senators go, oh, woe is me. None of them come out for dropping the filibuster for specific bills. And a lot of them will say, well, you know, we might need it ourselves someday. Do it for these bills, the Brady Bill and voting rights. Do it for those two. Gun safety. We're not talking about taking anybody's guns, but a crazy man should not have a gun, especially shouldn't have an AR-15. An 18-year-old kid has no judgment, Bill. An 18-year-old kid is emotional. He should not have an AR-15. This kid went out and bought it the day of his 18th birthday and posted it online. So I would do those two things. responsible gun owners, press Voss. He's no good. He's worthless. And if Evers convenes one again, tell Evers to do it. They'll gavel it out of session 15 seconds, but pressure both Ron Johnson to stop the filibuster on it and Tammy Baldwin to get rid of the filibuster for the Brady Act. Thanks a lot. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. I don't know if you talked about Texas 28, but in that race, I don't understand what the Dem establishment's doing. You know, they backed Henry Cuellar again. The man's under federal investigation by the FBI. He's taken tons of money from the private prison industry, from the fossil fuel industry. He was the Secretary of State, Rick Perry, a Republican governor of Texas for years. And then they gerrymandered his district around Laredo because his brother is sheriff there. He's the last pro-life person in the Democratic Party. I just do not understand why they're backing this guy. You know, he has the wrong position on Medicare for All. He has the wrong position on a lot of issues. He's totally corporate, and he's one of the votes in committee that voted against lower prescription drug prices and the government negotiating prices. So what is Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of these guys doing? They're really on the wrong side of this. It's very, very close down there. Both times they've had a race, and they keep tipping it over to Cuellar. I really do not understand why they're doing that. They got rid of Dan Lipinski in Illinois. What's so sacred about Henry Cuellar? Why are they protecting him? He's terrible.
Yeah, good point. This is the Cuellar-Cisneros race in Texas. And early in the show, I'd said that the vote right now, 50% of the vote has been counted, and Cuellar is ahead of Cisneros, 52-47. In my, you know, it's possible that she'll make it up. But as you and I know, making up 5 points and half the vote is going to be tough. The question that Robert is raising is, why are Pelosi and Schumer backing him? Why are Pelosi and Schumer backing Cuellar? Because he's the incumbent. And the truth is that the Democratic establishment, as well as the Republican establishment on the other side, back their incumbent people. In this case, the allusion was made to, to an FBI raid on him. This, believe it or not, I mean, I can't believe this, but it has to do with Azerbaijan. I don't know what it has to do with that. Cuellar said he had nothing to do with it. Stand by, but right now it looks like he may actually be on the way to winning. And you're right. And I think part of it is, too, that Cuellar, that Cisneros, is running with the support of the squad and people on the left, and the mainstream Democrats, Pelosi and the rest, have been attacked by the squad substantially. And they really are looking not to have somebody now, an additional person attacking them. I don't know how you sort all that out. The one thing I will say is that Cisneros will give Pelosi the votes for virtually everything, except, you're right, on the issues you mentioned, but virtually everything else, Build Back Better, anything in foreign policy or anything else. So it's not pleasant watching sausage made, Robert. It's not pleasant watching sausage made. You want to taste a nice, tasty bratwurst, but you don't want to see it made. And I think that's what's going on. I mean, I'm being quite blunt, and I think I've been as blunt as I can be. Thanks a lot for calling in. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. It was a great show. Great call-ins, as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm a lot more to talk about tomorrow, believe me. Signing off for today.